in a long time. Couple of years, as a matter of fact. But he's got reason to be excited because his football team is going to be back on the field for the first time in 2 years, coming up on Saturday at MNP Park at Carlton, as the Ravens football team will host the Queens Gaels in the first game of the OUA football season. We welcome head coach Steve Samara to the show this morning. How are you doing this morning, Steve? Long time. Oh, we just faded out. I'll start again. How's it going, Steve?
Going awesome.
Good. Okay, good.
He wasn't sure. It was a little delay there to figure out how he's feeling.
Yeah. Or the phone line, which we haven't called you in a couple of years, is all dusty. We got to blow the dust off.
Well, exactly.
It's been so long. So listen, thanks a lot for making a couple of minutes for us. I'm sure it's an exciting time for you, but I wanted to just revisit what the last 2 years, or I guess 21 months has been, or 22 months has been like for a football coach who didn't have a football team to coach last year.
Awful. To be blunt, it was awful. You know, I think the biggest challenge was just, you know, you're used to kind of a routine of your seasons. And, you know, I was actually cutting the grass last fall. I mean, it's terrible to think that. That's not my job this time of the year. It's to coach football and have our guys on the field. So it was really challenging, to be honest with you, and challenging for the players. You know, they're used to the competitive environment. They're used to being together as a group, and you know, obviously we know that never happened.
Coach, how tough has it been for some of the players to just stay on track with their fitness to see some light at the end of the tunnel?
You know, it's interesting. Some guys really embraced it, and some guys, well, they were a little behind when we first started to see them, that's for sure.
Take us back to, so there was no football last year, and, you know, you knew that kind of going in. So you have guys who last year, 2020, you know, would have been eligible to play a fifth year. Obviously, the year didn't happen, so they come back and they remain eligible to play this year. Your fourth-year guys would be fifth-year guys as well, I guess. Like, how many guys that you would have expected to play football for you last year, and then you didn't have a team, ended up, you know, just saying, you know what, I'm done with it. I'm done with football.
Oh, I'd say there's probably 10 of our veteran guys that, you know, would have been in there going in their fourth or fifth year. And, you know, priorities change. A lot of them had graduated, and it's kind of like, you know, do I really want to go back to, as much as I love it, do I really want to go back and play? I mean, you had that that gap, you know, and, you know, sometimes in a lot of guys that have played a few years, you know, the passion kind of disappears a bit. And so, yeah, it was tough. I felt bad for those guys because, you know, a lot of them had, you know, grand plans for their fifth and final years, and it just didn't happen.
Does a coach kind of put you in a rebuild mode then from what you're saying?
Well, it's two recruiting classes that we've brought in. So, you know, I think this is sort of a standard across the board. Everybody's rosters are going to be a little younger than we probably have anticipated with, you know, a class and playing and then another class. So it's going to be interesting to see how the young guys really step up.
Steve Samara, head coach of the Carlton Ravens football team, is with us. They open up their season coming up on Saturday. So do you end up with, you said 10 guys who would have been eligible to play last year ended up quitting football, but guys who would have had a fifth year are still eligible under the rules to play again if they wanted, and then you mentioned you've got two recruiting classes. Do you end up with, at the end of the day, way more players than you typically would, less, or is it about what you would normally have?
Yeah, that's an interesting question because at one point, we were way above, and now we're about where we normally are. We're sitting at about 86 players right now, which is kind of the number that we like to carry. But you're right. It's been an interesting wave of emotions for a lot of these kids. Some were like, no, I think I'm done, and then decide to come back. And some, you know, oh, I can't wait to play. And then as soon as it happens, it's like, I just don't have the fire anymore.
Coach, I see all 86 of these, or you do, in the hallway. Do you know everybody by their first name? Be honest.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Coach, do you feel like a lot of the other programs are kind of in a similar spot that you are?
I think so. You know, it's interesting because, of course, everybody says, oh, how's Queens going to be this weekend? And it's like, I have no idea. I'm not sure how we're going to be this weekend, so it's hard to even know how the other programs are. And, you know, as coaches, we've talked throughout the pandemic and so on, but, you know, to know the nitty-gritties of the of what their rosters look like and how they're going to play and their style, I'm really looking forward to seeing some film on teams, to be honest with you.
So you are, in terms of at least game one, playing Queens on Saturday, you're, as far as their game planning goes, are you mostly game planning based on what their coaching staff likes to do and really not knowing maybe a lot of the players that are actually going to be in the game?
Yes, you nailed it. And you know, we've watched film from 2019, and you kind of get a feel for the, you know, the philosophy they have on offense, defense, and special teams. And you also kind of think about, okay, what do they like to do? You know, is there guys returning? Like, that is the biggest thing. You know, who's returning and who isn't? You know, you can check the rosters for that online, but, you know, the new players and who's really stepped up and going to take major roles, you have no idea.
Coach, just between us, have you sent any interns down to take their practice kind of Bill Belichick in way? Just be honest.
We must have broke up there. I didn't hear the question.
Yeah, but does it, I guess in essence, is this almost like you're starting? I say to JR earlier in the show, it feels like yesterday we had you on for day one of the new program. Does it almost have that same vibe and excitement to it?
It really does. You nailed it on that, because it's that whole feeling of, you know, it's so fresh and new, and there's so many new guys in the program, and nothing has been normal. Like, training camp has not been normal. Like, normally, training camp starts, guys are in residence, you know, it's two-a-days, it's meetings, it's all those things. And just because of the nature of what's gone on, you know, you kind of have lost that little bit of group bonding. So, you know, we've tried to create that within our group, and you try to. There's just so many little different things, like you say. It's brand new, and it's kind of the new way right now.
Health and safety protocols with any sport, and we're talking about any team sport, any individual sport. They vary within OUA sport, within U sports. What sorts of things are you operating under right now?
Right now, everybody is going to be has to be double vaxxed, and we do rapid testing twice a week with our guys. They're screening. We have to screen in every day before we enter the locker room, and, you know, make sure that, you know, no one has sick or symptoms or anything. You know, the fear is with every team and every program, is the what if, you know, how are we going to deal with it if somebody has symptoms or someone tests positive? And there's a big protocol for all of that, but I don't think you really know until it happens, and then you're living it.
Yeah. Do you have any players who you are counting on as part of your program who did not or are not participating because of the double vax protocols?
No, we've been actually pretty good. I kind of warned our guys way back in April and May, and said, you know, I think guys to be smart, and you know, we're going to have close proximity. You know, if you want to be part of this and do it, this is what you'll need to do. And I must say, the guys, you know, all got on board. I think the desire to play outweighed any, you know, thoughts of should I or shouldn't I.
Steve Samara, head coach of the Carleton Ravens football team, is our guest. They open up the season. The OUA season opens up Saturday for all teams. They're playing Queens. You got kind of a new old foe on the other sideline over at Ottawa, Ottawa. Marcel Belfay is back as Gigi's coach. And yesterday, the Panda game tickets went on sale, and they sold out within an hour. So I don't need to remind you, Coach, that the last two Panda games have gone to Ottawa. And I know the first time we talked to you, you were told when you came, I know that's the most important game of the year. So as much as you're looking forward to Saturday, are you also circling with the game three coming up in a couple of weeks?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, how can you not? And it's interesting, as a staff, we've talked about it. And I think, you know, sometimes you try to downplay those games. Oh, it's just another game. we're going to go with a different approach. It's not just another game. You know, there's going to be 15,000 people in the stadium. It's a buzz in the whole city. So we're going to treat it as, you know, that major playoff game that you have to go out and win. And I think our attitude and our approach this year, you know, hopefully we'll give Marcel and his guys a run for their money, that's for sure.
All right, good stuff. We'll end with this. As you mentioned, the opposition is new for you, so is a lot of your team. And everything revolves around the quarterback. So what's your quarterback situation as you head into week one this week?
Actually, I feel really confident in our quarterback situation. Tanner DeJong's back for his fifth year. You know, started in 2019 and basically has had, 18 to months to 2 years to keep working his craft. He's confident. The players are confident in him. So I feel really good about that situation.
All right, good stuff. Good to catch up with you again, Coach. It's been far too long. I look forward to some conversations throughout the season. Best of luck this week against Queens.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks again. All the best.